know news. Here we go. Where do we start? Well, let's do our favorite thing in the world. Politics. Oh, no. Okay. But for real, though, President Trump, he was acquitted yesterday on both articles of impeachment, and he will not be removed from office. Some people don't know that if you're impeached. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily no longer the president. It just means that you possibly could not be the president. For example, like Nixon was impeached. Clinton was impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of scary that we have like three presidents out of like 40-something that have been impeached? I know like that's a lower percentage, but it's like
right. One
out of four Joe McKenzie members have been impeached. Like, what? What the hell's going on around here? All right, not to scare you, because the flu is way deadlier, but guys, let's wash our hands and take care of ourselves. Health officials in Wisconsin, who you think those people are super tough, all the cheese and beer they have confirmed the state's first case of the coronavirus. The patient actually traveled to Beijing, China, which makes sense. It was exposed to the coronavirus while they were there. Now, they actually are home in isolation, but they're doing well, so that's good, but it's just like, oh boy. As we find out more, I don't know how much you guys are watching this thing on the news. I'm obsessed with it. But it's crazy how much it's probably spread in China and they're downplaying it.
They are.
Like,
yeah,
they're
you
keeping
were telling
it quiet.
Us that.
They're keeping it quiet.
Oh, man. It ekes me out because I travel a lot and I'm such a germaphobe.
How do you not get sick on a plane, anyways? Because I swear, like, I love to have the air on me because I'm always hot and sweaty.
No, that's like the number one thing you're not supposed
to
do.
But I'm so hot and you can't bring a mini fan because they're like, boom! So, like, what do you do to stay cool?
You
can't take your pants off. Trust me, I tried that.
You can drink ice water.
All right, the Super Bowl party yesterday was huge in Kansas City for the Chiefs, but it got even crazier. This is not part of it. Police chase, yeah, it came right through the parade route. A car blew through barriers and led the cops through the Chiefs Super Bowl parade route. One car actually stopped the driver with a tactical pit maneuver. You've probably seen that on Cops where they pull up to the side and spin them out. Once the car was stopped, tons of police officers ran upon the car, their guns drawn. It looked like out of a movie. And
yeah, it did.
You know, people are like excited and drunk. They're like, yeah, woo! Meanwhile, like, I'm like, oh crap, the cop's pointing a gun at Chops, and oh, I'm standing behind Chops. He better not miss if he shoots him.
Right.
I'm gonna get shot at the parade. Luckily, two suspects are now in custody, and the Chiefs are still the Super Bowl champs. Now, I could not imagine this actually happening, because I've heard, like, wives' tales or just different things about this. A new mom in Alabama briefly lost custody of her baby when her drug test came back positive for opioids after she ate a poppy seed bagel the day before giving birth.
This is an episode of Seinfeld with Elaine.
But this is real. How does this how can they not differentiate between the two? I don't understand. I guess, obviously, I know nothing. But Mackenzie, could you imagine with your little Lucy back in the day, you're like, man, I really like bagels and I got this craving for a poppy seed. And it's like, man, we're taking your child. You're on drugs.
That is so, this is the exact episode when she fails a drug test because of poppy seeds.
See, I feel like I've always heard that you have to have like pounds of poppy seeds for it to actually show up on a drug test. I've heard like so many different things.
Well, with all the drug tests you've taken, I feel like you would know that of anybody on the show. If anybody does know that, can you hit us up 833-563-2539, whether you fail the drug test or you actually administer them and you can like, no, you only need one bag, it'll do it, or lives right, you have to eat a whole bag of them.
I get eked out to take drug tests. Like, I've never had to take one in radio. Maybe people are on drugs, I don't know. But in television, you always have to do it. I had to go to like a scary place and like other scary people.
Wait, TV people? I think TV people are on more drugs than radio people.
I feel like, but they're
stricter.
You
got the money to buy the drugs.
I feel like they're stricter with you actually having to take the test. Like, I didn't have to take a drug test to work here. Did you guys?
No.
No.
What, you guys didn't? They brought me into like somebody's office and I had to like,
Using that sample for something else, Joe.
Apparently, yeah. Well, she was separated from her son for 3 days until tests confirmed it was a false positive because of the poppy seeds. Speaking of food here, let's get into some tastiness. Wendy's is launching new breakfast menus items in March. Surprised they're actually getting into that game. It feels like everybody else is already there. The new items will include a breakfast baconator. Pork chop got a little excited by that.
What?
Honey butter chicken biscuit and a frosty chino. Bring it on. That's like a breakfast milkshake kind. Milkshake. It's going to launch nationwide on March 2nd. And then I love McDonald's. I do. So I'm not trying to poo-poo them. But I never understood this flavor. People, like my wife, go crazy for it. Any Shamrock Shake fans?
Ooh.
McDonald's is so popular with that.
Yes. And it's fun because they're seasonal.
Okay.
And I feel like it's just vanilla. You know, like I feel like it's actually just a vanilla shake. but they just put like maybe like green dye in
it. I'm sure they do something like that. I don't know how they actually do it. I just wish the ice cream machine would work when I go there. But yeah, they're going to be doing that for the 50th year, the Shamrock Shake, and it's going to be back around the 19th. So a couple of weeks from now, if you're getting ready to set plans for that. McDonald's is also, this is what I'm kind of interested in trying, they're going to be selling an Oreo Shamrock McFlurry.
Oh my
Genius. That sounds so good.
Because I say I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream, but occasionally when we don't have any ice cream and that's it, I'll try it. It's not too shabby.
Look at me over here. I have a green drink of my own, but this is like spinach and kale.
It's just like a shamrock shake.
I'm going to pretend it's like a shamrock kale.
She's like, it's so good.
Celery.
Joe, I'll split it with you. No, I'm cool. I'll avoid that. All right, Sarah's on the phone this morning. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in. We were talking about this mom that's got a little baby that she had taken away for 3 days because she failed a drug test. She had poppy seeds, and it was a false positive. Do you know anything about this?
So, yeah, I do drug tests for a living through my company, and on rapid drug screens, just one bagel or muffin will show positive.
Now, that's insane. Not only did she lose her kid, but Sarah, would you know, like, for example, I pray to God our company never tests us for drugs or anything, but let's say, like, they're here at radio now. They're like, okay, guys, we have a new policy. We're going to drug test you once a year. And, like, what if I had a bagel? Could I lose my job for that false positive?
So it depends on your company. I work through a medical center that does it for employment. And if it shows anything of a false positive, we have to send it to a lab to be reviewed and tested.
Oh, my gosh.
If your company does rapid drug screenings within the company and have no way to send it to the lab, then yes, you could potentially lose your job.
Are those drug screenings expensive?
So the company I work through, they're about $70 a piece.
Ooh, that's probably over our company's budget point. I think we're okay. $50 maybe. $70? Nope, not going to do it. Joey, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie, and you're what, a toxicologist or whatever you call it? I'm kind of drunk right now.
Yeah, I'm a chemist that works in toxicology, so I make my living doing all these kinds of drug screens for different companies.
And have you noticed this being a problem?
Yeah, it can be a problem. So it all depends on how specific the test is. And I guess the best way I can put it is when you test for your opiate, it can show up at one time point, and the poppy seed will show up at another time point, and those time points will be like maybe within 0.1 seconds of each other. So if the test isn't specific enough, then somebody just looking at it can be like, yep, that's an opiate. Whereas if it's more specific, then you can tell the difference.
That's crazy. Now, I imagine working and seeing all these different tests. What's the most drugs you've ever seen in one person's like sample?
I'd say the most would be somewhere in the millions of cocaine.
Oh, talking, like, my goodness.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow, wouldn't you be nervous to take a test if you're, like, jacked up on coke?
Especially if you know you're going to fail. Like, why even go
like,
through
why
with
why would
it?
You just, like, even, when you just be like, I can't.
I feel like Joey, like, they came in there and was like, oh, these are, I had jelly donuts. That's what this is. Yeah. Jelly donuts all over my face. Yeah. Hey, Joey, thanks for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. And finally, today, all those special days is International Frozen Yogurt Day. It's National Sweater Day, which Mackenzie and Liz celebrate every day because I keep it so cold. And it's hard for me to do, but it's Pay a Compliment Day. You guys are all wonderful coworkers. I love you so much.
Aww.
It's also National Tell a Lie Day. No, I'm kidding. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Text JAM to 52140. And when I actually figure out how to upload this to our website, you'll be able to check it on out. All right, song of the day. We're going to do it after Sam Smith and Normani dancing with the stranger.